Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Monday afternoon as the sun is getting close to setting. I heard the forecast earlier today. The sun sets a little after 6 o'clock these days. It's been a beautiful day so far. On the phone line now is Alderman Brian Hopkins as we continue to follow this situation with the Chicago Police Department and some being sent home. Mayor Lightfoot was asked earlier today if sending home officers who don't fill out the portal, who don't say on the city portal one way or another whether they've been vaccinated, whether that might put safety at risk in the city. She answered this way.
Obviously, we have contingency plans that have been in place for quite some time. I think what we're seeing is the number of folks who are actually, after being given the opportunities and even a direct order, saying no is very small. So I'm not seeing, at least for this day, that there's going to be any disruption in our ability to keep our neighborhood safe.
So the deadline was Friday for the officers and other city employees to fill out in a city portal whether they had been given the vaccine or whether they had not. And just to respond one way or another, the Chicago Police Department was the lowest department in the city when it comes to response. Just over 64% responded. The fire department second with 72%. Okay, Alderman Brian Hopkins is on the phone line now with us. Alderman, what do you make of this idea of the mayor or the police department calling people in today and sending them home if they refuse to fill out the portal information?
Yeah, Steve, I will answer that question. But first, I just have to preface it this way. I just returned from the scene of a police shooting in my ward. And, you know, I think the irony speaks for itself that Mayor Lightfoot was in the middle of having a press conference where she was once again vilifying police officers for their misbehavior at a time when a police officer just reminded us of the dangerous job they do. And he's going to be okay. This is not a life-threatening injury. I'm sure it is a life-altering injury, though, to get shot in the face, even if it's a glancing hit, is still a very traumatic thing. And he came, you know, maybe 2 centimeters away from this gunshot actually being a life-threatening injury. So that's how close it was, and it reminds me of the dangerous job they do, and I really wish the mayor could tone down the rhetoric a little bit here. I agree with the vax mandate, but there's a different way to handle it other than vilifying police officers and threatening them with being fired.
Well, Alderman, I'm glad you,
when
I'm
we need them most.
I'm glad you started there. I did not realize you'd been on the scene, and thank you for that. Can you tell me or tell us what led to this shooting this afternoon?
Well, I can, you know, this is a little bit of speculation, so let me preface it by saying it's not confirmed, but there was a confrontation in the store. The offender who ultimately fired the shot was with a companion. Neither of them were wearing masks. We don't know for certain if the confrontation started with an employee of the store asking them to wear a mask. I'm sure that's probably the first question the detectives are looking into. We can't rule out some type of shoplifting occurring because this particular store in my ward, unfortunately, has been the repeated target of massive professional shoplifting activities where multiple offenders run in with bags and you know, just help themselves in the middle of the day like nothing and walk out. So that happens there as well. So either of those two scenarios, I suppose, is somewhat plausible. We don't know which it is or what combination of the two it is, but we do know that it started between an employee of the store and this offender, and the employee did what they're supposed to do. The employee didn't try to intervene directly with this offender.
Right.
The employee called 911 and let the police handle it, and it almost cost a police officer his life because he showed up to that 911 call to do his job, probably not suspecting that someone was going to pull out a firearm and aim it at his head.
We're talking to Alderman Brian Hopkins. We were expected to talk more about the portals and all of that, but the Alderman rightly and importantly points out that a much more serious story going on right now. I'm going to put that at Clyburn and North, right, Alderman?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I just one more question then on the portals. And I ask this because some officers were being sent home today who refused to say whether or not they had been vaccinated, yes or no. The mayor said it was a small, relatively small number. And I'm just reading on Tribune.com that John Catanzara, the FOP president, said he thinks about 60 officers would be placed on no pay status by the end of the day today. So that tells me that he had a heads up that this was going to happen and just how many were going to go. Does that say the same thing to you?
Yeah, he's been throwing out a lot of numbers lately, and I'm taking all of his numbers and his statements with a grain of salt. He's trying to use as much leverage as he can. And, you know, he had earlier said 50% of our police officers are not vaccinated and will walk off the job. That's not true. And that almost started some panic, and, you know, we can't have that. We can't have that happening. My own estimation, I think the number of unvaccinated police officers, probably over 1,000, but less than 2,000, somewhere in there. I'm just, you know, estimating based on the conversations I've had. And a number of the officers who did not comply by the midnight deadline are, in fact, vaccinated. They just didn't want to go through this procedure. They're resentful and angry, and morale is so low, and this was just yet another, you know, rubbing of salt in the wounds that they wanted to make a political statement. And even though they're vaccinated, they chose to defy the portal requirement just because they feel like they're being pushed around. They don't like the way the mayor's handled this. They don't like the rhetoric that they're hearing. And of course, yes, their FOP president is, you know, fanning those flames. So I really think that's what's happening there. It calls for de-escalation. It calls for diplomacy. It calls for some reconciliation and finding a compromise. And how about this? Maybe putting a carrot on the end of the stick for a change. Why not provide some kind of positive incentive for those holdout officers to get vaccinated rather than threaten them and vilify them and tell them they're going to be fired? You know, that's not working. So maybe we don't double down on that. Maybe we try something, you know, with a positive spin for a change. I hope the mayor's listening. You know, she doesn't really take my calls. So maybe she's listening to this broadcast and she'll give it a second thought.
Alderman Brian Hopkins, I appreciate you joining us. I particularly appreciate your updating us on the officer shooting today. Thanks very much for that.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Alderman Brian Hopkins there. We're going to check in with Mary, get a look at the weather and the traffic, and then, well, let's draw a congressional map around the state of Illinois, right? That sounds fun. Fill in the blanks. We'll do that with Mark Maxwell, our man in Springfield. First, here's Mary.